She cursed herself for her reaction. She knew about Dab's existence, had even met him before for Star's sake, when he had recently been assigned as a Jedi observer to Jaina Solo. But she hadn't expected to see him here, now, right when she was recollecting how badly she missed Anakin, reflecting on how much his death had shaken her.
"My apologies, Your Honor. I didn't mean to disrupt," Dab said. "I was just hoping to find a seat. If you'd prefer, I could just leave."
"Your Honor,"
Ehrmuth said,
"a brief recess. The appearance of this being who bears such a resemblance to the late Anakin Solo has obviously rattled my client. I'd like to give her a few moments to compose herself before we continue."
Sudan nodded.
10-minute recess. You, young man, either find a seat or stand in the back and stay quiet, or else leave."
Yes, ma'am,"
Dab said, subdued. He looked apologetically at Tahiri, then away, and busied himself looking for a non-existent seat. Tahiri's grief and shock turned to anger. She stepped down from the bench unsteadily, ignoring Ehrmuth's outstretched hand and heading straight for her chair. She lowered herself down and stared at the table, trying to calm her racing thoughts.
What was he doing here? Why had he come? Didn't he know how she would react if she saw...
Realization crashed down on her. Ehrmuth had settled himself into his own seat and had just turned to look at her compassionately.
"You told him to come," she said.
Her voice was soft, but outrage simmered beneath it. He gave her an apologetic smile.
"I did, I'm afraid. He picked the perfect moment, too."
"Why?"
Her voice started to rise, and she forced it down with an effort.
"Why would you do that to me? Put me through that?"
"I hope when you're a little calmer, you'll forgive me,"
Ehrmuth said sincerely.
"I told you before, the prosecution has the facts on their side. We have to have something else, and that's the jury's hearts. Your story, my dear child, is a moving one. I've not uttered a single lie, nor have you, and the jury has listened with an open ear, open mind, and an increasingly open heart."
"You want them to feel sorry for me?" she hissed.
"More precisely,"
the Bothan continued, his voice melodious and pleasant even when he spoke barely above a whisper.
"I want them to empathize with you. You've been through a terrible amount of pain in your short life. I want them to see that, because it is only then that they will understand why you did what you did, and that what you did was inevitable. Your reaction to seeing poor Dab could not possibly have been faked. Every being here felt it, even us non-force users. I haven't had to work very hard to get them to fall in love with you, metaphorically speaking, and Dab's appearance here and your reaction to him clinched it."
Tahiri buried her face in her hands for a moment. Her fingertips brushed against the scars on her forehead, marks of her time with the Yuuzhan Vong. She took a deep breath, then lifted her head.
"I know you're just doing your best to win this case,"
Tahiri said, composing herself with an effort.
"I understand that. But I'm not sure I want to win it this way."
"Look at it differently, my dear. When we win,"
Ehrmuth said,
"you'll have the rest of your life to despise me and my tactics."